In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk.
Hi, my name is Josephine Pembroke and this is The Gorgeous Kitchen. Welcome.
Donna Freed.
So it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, we're meeting. Remind me.
We're meeting so early because we're having breakfast fruit salad with pecan granola and honey yogurt. And we had this crazy idea that if we made it at breakfast, it would taste more like breakfast.
And yet, I'm upright, which is kind of shocking for this time of the morning.
Yeah, I know you're not a morning person.
I'm really not a morning person.
No, nor am I. I'm always in a bad mood. How about you?
Well, see, that's the thing. In order to not be in a bad mood...
Don't you have to have your coffee?
Yeah, I did have coffee brought to me in bed this morning.
But so. Your husband does it every day.
Mm-hmm.
God, you lucky thing. You lucky thing.
I spoiled.
Yeah.
But see, that's what keeps me sweet.
Oh, I see. He knows if you don't. And a monster erupts from the bedroom.
Boom.
Or as I come down, I just thrash around and I'm grumpy and scream at everybody, and then everyone goes, and then I feel happy.
See, this, if you just have the coffee in the bed, I'm then, you know, cheerful and nice.
Wow.
But I might have missed them. They might have already gone by then by the time I get out, which is also fine.
Exactly. So they say, Sainsbury's magazine, who gave us this lovely recipe, they say it's just a thing to be eaten in the garden on a sunny morning.
And we've got one.
We've got a sunny morning and we're going to eat this outside.
Yeah. It's an awful bright out there.
Hope there's no wasps and bees.
God, I don't think I have the strength to fend them off.
Now, this is a breakfast which I'd probably do at a weekend, really. I know this is midweek, but what we should, you know, this is the sort of thing you could do when you had friends staying. Or in fact, you could make the granola and just make much more granola. And just have it in a box, you know, in an airtight tin.
Yes, because they say it's a hands-on time, 20 minutes. Total time, 15 minutes plus cooling. Get ahead, make the granola ahead, store in an airtight box. It will keep for at least 5 days. So that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. So how do we make, what do we need? Summary.
Yes, for a breakfast fruit salad, the fruit aspect of things is 2 peaches or nectarines.
Yeah.
We've got 4 apricots, 1/4 of a ripe cantaloupe melon. I see you have there. I'm inspecting your fruit bowl.
Yeah.
50 grams of blackberries and the juice of 1/2 a lemon.
Yeah, got that.
We have all of those things. For the honey yogurt, I see you've got nice organic Greek-style yogurt, 250 grams, 2 teaspoons of runny honey, and the zest of 1 lemon. I love lemon zest on anything.
Right.
It just makes everything zingy and awake and, you know, I guess like what other people feel at breakfast time. that's how you do it.
An injection of this will zing us up.
Exactly. And then for the granola, cinnamon pecan granola, which I assume we're doing first, 25 grams porridge oats, 25 grams pecans roughly chopped. Oh, that's my job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nut chopper. And then 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon and 1 tablespoon of runny honey.
So this recipe doesn't have any sugar in it. I thought it'd have like brown sugar.
Well, it has the honey. That'll sweeten things up.
Yeah.
So first off, we're preheating the oven to 150 degrees. Celsius fan, 130. And gas mark 2. For the granola, mix the oats, pecans, and cinnamon in a bowl. Then tip into a small baking tray. Drizzle the honey over the granola mix and stir to combine. Spread out the mix. Bake it for 30 minutes, stirring halfway through. All right. Tip the granola into a bowl and leave it to cool and crisp up. Fine. We'll get. Okay. I'll get nut chopping.
Okay, you go nut chop, girl. Okay.
It's my job.
RadioGorgeous.com.
So, we've made the granola. You chopped up the pecans. In fact, you did everything while I watched.
Exactly.
Bit of a routine.
You're punishing me for being up this early.
Exactly. Now, what do we do to the fruit salad then? Can you tell
Okay, so first we just, we've done the granola, which I was surprised. It crisped up nicely and didn't burn. I guess that's the low oven. We were concerned about that.
Yeah.
But yes, and it's made nice clumps with the honey. So next we're going to mix the yogurt with the honey, with the other honey, and most of the lemon zest. We'll destone and slice the peaches and apricots. Peel, deseed, and slice the melon. Arrange on a platter with blackberries and sprinkle with the lemon juice. Mm. All right. To finish, scatter the granola on top of the fruit and serve with the honey yogurt, scattering with the remaining lemon zest. Let's get zesting.
Okay, let's. So how are you, Donna?
I'm good. All this activity of a morning has me perked up.
Exactly.
So the zest and things.
Yeah. So we've got some news about Radio Gorgeous. We're getting over 17,000 hits a month now.
It's amazing.
No, it's really good.
Thank you for listening.
I know. It's fantastic. And we, as Britain's longest running all-female podcasters as well in our sixth year, it's all going really well.
It is.
Because apart from this, let's do a little promotion, since we're at it. We always do an author of the week. Donna's in charge of the literary authors. Yes. And we usually do a well-being feature a week. And we usually do something like Gorgeous Entrepreneurs or... In fact, what's this week, we've got Amanda Rui going out, who's our gorgeous entrepreneurial kind of presenter. And she's doing a podcast about how to pitch, how to pitch to someone you don't know. So thing is, she was applying it to like editors of magazines, but it could be like even pitching for a job, pitching an idea to somebody, pitching. And you know what her main thing is? Forget emails.
Really?
Pick up the phone.
Ah, she's going old school.
Well, she said no, everyone gets a shock when they hear a voice nowadays because everyone's like, everyone thinks that a phone call's intrusive, you know?
Mm.
It's so, I thought that was really interesting.
Well, and also just even as you were introducing that, you're like, oh, we can do a little self-promotion. She's all about, yes, promote yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. And nobody else is going to say your product or your idea or, you know, you're great. So why not us?
Yeah.
Let's say it. We're Radio Gorgeous. We work hard at this. We love it. It's awesome. You know, we love helping and supporting other women and ourselves.
Well, that's why we do it. Yeah. We do it because we're giving women a voice because we're women-only voices on the radio. So we've got that promotion over, and you've got a beautiful peach in your hand.
I do. It's
oh my god, like a ripe peach. Smells like summer. Mm-hmm. It's the honeyness of it.
Mm.
I mean, I just think summer fruit is really my absolute favorite thing, and I'd say a peach is very
a juicy
up there.
Peach.
Yeah, a juicy peach. In fact, I have a gay friend, and he's a he'd like to dress up in women's clothes, and he said, "Josephine, what should I be called?" And I said, "Fluffy peaches." And the name has stuck. He's still fluffy. Let's get the board.
And peachy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a granola. It's cute.
Mm. It's cute.
Right, knife. Does it tell us how to slice these in any way? Or
let's see.
Do we chop it small?
Slice.
Slice. Oh, yeah, I can imagine it's sort of fan shapes.
Okay.
Let me get a nice plate up, you darling. Oh, the sun's coming out even more now. Hmm. Right, I need a nice... Oh, I know, this plate will be good.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
So here we are in the garden, a Radio Gorgeous garden, I call it. And, okay, I am under the flight path. I am in central London, but I've just turned on my water feature. Do you like it?
Exactly, yes. And it's very softening of the building sounds, the traffic and the
jumbo
airplanes.
Jets.
Exactly.
So we're about to try this breakfast.
Yes.
Happy breakfast, Donna.
Yum. Worth getting up in the morning for.
Oh. Mmm. You know what I'm getting most? The lemon.
Lemon zest is the best thing ever. It's delicious. Mm. And also, if your fruit is a little tart, it sort of doesn't make any difference with the lemon zest.
Mm.
It just really lifts the flavor.
It really does make it, as you say, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It lights on the tongue. And I'm really loving the yogurt, the granola. In fact, what's really like nice about this, it's mostly fruit and not granola.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we usually do it the other way around when we have breakfast, have a big pile of granola with loads of sugar on it. But this
I've
is...
never made granola, have you?
Well, no, but I buy, you know, that stuff that's already made, but I'm sure it's got loads of added
stuff.
I was
going to say, this is just perfect.
Yeah.
Very little honey.
Mm.
The oats, pecan, cinnamon. Mm. Simple. And it's delicious.
Mm.
Really nice, and it crisps up really nicely. It's nice to have a good crunch in your breakfast.
And you know there's nothing bad added to it.
Mm. Exactly. No, I'm...
Your convert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a good way to get oats, you know?
Mm. That's what you're always looking to, get your oats.
Sow my oats.
So, this is absolutely delicious. So, for more information, go to sainsbury's.co.uk. Thank you so much for coming to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find this recipe in the June 2017 edition of the magazine, available at all Sainsbury's. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.